You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
A Scottish football podcast that isn't obsessed with just two teams. Niche nonsense or surprisingly brilliant? You decide. The Terrace Scottish Football Podcast, the cult Scottish football podcast now adapted into a hit TV show. Search the Terrace Scottish Football Podcast on your chosen podcast player now.
Welcome to the Manchester United Redcast, back for a brand new season, which is going to be a bit of a strange one. No real fans going to be let back into Old Trafford, but I've got two massive United fans with me here. Ben Paul himself is
Hello.
Back after a little bit of a hiatus. You've been on here and there, but nothing major. How you doing, pal?
I'm good, and I'm an absolute heavyweight fan. I've put on about 10 kilos during lockdown.
10 kilos, mate. Oh, that's nothing. And back once again for the Renegade Master, it is Mr. Drew Mann. How you doing, pal?
I'm doing, fella. I'm good, Aaron. Good. Maybe he's been sneaking some of your brownies if he's put 10 stone on.
Maybe, mate. Maybe. There's been a hole in the wall somewhere. I'm telling you about that.
It'll be him drilling through it.
That's it. Plenty to talk about. Of course, United have made one signing this window so far. We're going to be talking transfers. But first, chaps, I'm going to put this out to both of you. Back end of last season, of course, we saw United dispatched in the Europa League by Sevilla. What did you make towards the end of the season? How did we finish the season? Are you satisfied by the season?
We limped. We limped over the finishing line. Yeah. The Sevilla game showed we didn't have strength in depth. I think, surprisingly, we limped over because they had enough time to rest during the lockdown. But it needs freshening up. It's a project. We're halfway there. We shouldn't let rest on our laurels. We need to get some decent signings in.
Correct. True. Yeah, no, I'm all in agreement with Ben there. I thought these sort of the power button sort of dropped before the Leicester game. To be honest, we were starting to struggle and looking very, very mediocre, even though we were fighting for top three. And I think the nail hit on the head there. We need some new troops in there, definitely.
Yeah, and Donny van der Beek has become United's first sign in the summer. Of course, Solskjaer's been interested in him, but you know, I mean I don't think anyone saw it coming. It sort of woke up and it happened. Is he right for £40 million from Ajax Amsterdam, courtesy of Mr. van der Sar? Happy with him?
Very delighted. I think he's a brilliant player. We've been watching him for the last couple of years because he has been, you know, his name has been touted around at United. He's the kind of quality player that can play in so many positions, which we need. He can go forward. He's got a beautiful touch, but he can also play anchor. He's a great player. And this figure of 40 million being bandied around, it was actually less. It was about 35 million. It's a snip.
Well, you know, it's always, if United are involved, it's always 10 million on top, as we know. So, I mean, I, to be honest with you guys, I don't know much about the Van der Beek, apart from looking at his goals on YouTube, and most of them seem to be quite like tap-ins, which, you know, it worries me. Is he going to be one of those type of players that, remember the who was the Japanese kid you signed from Dortmund that time?
Kagawa.
Is he going to be one of those type of players? Comes with a great pedigree, and then suddenly he just couldn't hit a barn door, you know what I mean? I don't know.
He's not a goal scorer. He's not really.
I know.
We bought him for many different purposes. And the Dutch do settle well, apart from Memphis. The Dutch do settle well, apart from Butler. The Dutch do settle well in Manchester, and they fit in very nicely.
Yeah.
I think, you know, in terms of depth, he will add something very, very good into that midfield. It obviously poses questions about the futures of Fred, Nemanja Matic, and Scott McTominay. McTominay is the one I really don't want to see sort of completely tail off. There were rumours going around that Fred had been offered out by United, either on loan or sort of as a
The Turks. I think the Turks are interested in him. McTominay's staying. He is going to be the future of United. Don't you worry about him. Fred and Matic.
Well, if he's not getting game time though, Ben, you shouldn't worry about him. I mean, I've been watching. I don't know whether you two guys are all or nothing. The Tottenham documentary, and as you can see, you know. A lot of these young players nowadays are very temperamental when they don't make the first team. And I think Scott McTominay, signing for Scotland was one thing when he probably could have played for England anyway. I could see someone coming in for him, even at this stage of his sort of young career at United. I mean, I know he loves to be a Red, but I can see if you're not getting game time and you start signing in people, then they don't hang around players now, do they?
He's a big game player, though, for me, McTominay. He is someone who has consistently performed in those big games, as we saw, obviously, the goal against City. I think he had extreme sort of, like, nerve, held his nerve, had a bit of courage there to actually find the back of the net from, 35, 40 yards out in that game. And I think he's been consistent in those big games. I think it'd be a mistake to
see him go. I wouldn't even worry about it. He's not going. He's not going anywhere. His position is one that we don't have that much backup for. Fred and him probably play the same role. Matic, he's on his last legs. He did all right last season, but he's on his last legs. We've not bought Van der Beek to play that particular role. I would be more concerned if we ever got Thiago Alcantara, which he's, you know, he's yanking everybody's bloody chain.
Yeah. Yeah.
If we got him, then I'd be more fear. I would be a little bit more scared for McTominay.
Would you like to see Alcantara?
I would. I would. He would be the perfect acquisition. He will make that team tick. But
are you his agent? Are you his agent?
His agent is playing. He's playing every bloody club off against each other. He's going to Barcelona.
He's going wherever he wants. That boy. I tell you what. One minute he's going to Anfield, then he's going somewhere else.
Yeah. He would be a brilliant acquisition for United. He would be, if he played for Liverpool, then kiss the league goodbye because he would.
Is he that good?
What do you think, Aaron?
He's a class act. 29. You're looking at him and thinking, you know, as a midfielder, he's got three, four good years left in him. He doesn't really kind of go with the policy that Ollie's going for in terms of signings. In terms of,
it's cheap.
What actually is our policy, boys? Because I'm totally miffed that we need a striker, we need a left back, is it? And we need
a centre back.
Someone to get into bed with Fred Flintstone.
Centre half. Yeah. Desperately. Yeah. I'd personally like to see Upamecano. I think he's a very, very good player.
Upamecano. Is he the kid that plays for Leipzig?
Yeah, he's excellent.
He's a brilliant player, but he's got this clause in his contract, which means that he's got another year until his buyout. And his buyout is pretty cheap. I think it's something like 37 million. But he's got one more year until we can exercise that breakout clause. But he is class. He's got a left foot, so he can play alongside Maguire. He's beast. He's a fearsome, strong, clinical player, but he's got a cultured left foot in him as well. He would be perfect for United.
Why are we hovering? Why are we hovering? We're the richest club, apparently, in the world. And we just piss about by offering someone something.
But we know that Woodward can only do one deal at a time. His brain ain't got that much power.
Woodward shouldn't even be doing deals. We know that.
It was him and his uni mate, Matt Judge.
He should be selling T-shirts in Nigeria and nothing more for those dickheads that run the club. And
what gets me is this so-called commercial genius. He lets players like Alexis Sanchez go with a payoff to a competitor when we could have got money for him. We could have got 10, 15, even 20 million for him.
No one would take him. No
because
one would pay a fee for Sanchez.
He was Inter Milan's MVP. They so wanted him. And it's the same with Smalling. Smalling, we're like, Roma are pissing around. We're like, oh, we can't play 18 million. We'll pay 17 million. Absolutely. He's playing superbly for you. You should have bought him and that deal done. But they are taking United for a ride. They always have. We can't sell players for decent money. The last player we sold for decent money, I think, was Lukaku. And that was just for selling what we bloody paid for him.
Yeah.
I disagree with Sanchez, chaps. I think that United were lucky to get him off the wage bill. No one would take him. No one from China, America. If David Beckham could bring Blaise Matuidi to the MLS, why didn't you take Alexis Sanchez? He's a big name, arguably a bigger name than Blaise Matuidi. Go and take him. But he won't because of Sanchez's wages. And United one-year fee is just completely...
But we gave him a payoff.
Realistically.
Yeah. But we gave him a payoff still. I mean, I don't know if it's absolute truth, but the rumours have it, they paid him like 9 to 12 million just to leave, to get him off our wages.
Well, they paid him, I think, either a balance of his contract or they've contributed to his wages or something like that. That was a shambles. I mean, the Sanchez deal, it's such a shame because, you know, he was a class act at Arsenal, but he just, I mean, I don't know if anyone's seen the
what happened to the guy? Has he just like got ego problems or something? Or?
Well, you saw what happened in his first day of training.
Yeah.
The reports came out. First day of training, he goes back to his agent. Can we just rip the contract up? Who the fuck says that? Yeah. Who does he think he is?
Good
riddance to him. I spent too much time spitting venom about Sanchez. Good riddance to him.
That's my It sort of sums up my problem with United shirts. I'm going to go onto this in a bit, but I have this terrible record of everyone I stick a name on the back of the shirt. They either leave or they're just shit. Sanchez is
Aaron,
one of them.
Aaron, why don't you put Woodward on the back of your shirt?
Well, no, mate. This season I'm going for Jones, Lingard. Anyone else want to nominate someone, I'll go for them.
I think Woodward would be a better one.
Mark
Pereira's the other one.
Oh, no. I loved him.
Oh, come on. He couldn't hit a barn door. He's useless.
I absolutely loved him. Absolutely loved him. Look at him in the Champions League final. PSG's best player. Granted, they lost, but he was their best player.
Yeah.
Absolutely top end. Absolutely top end, Ander Herrera. We're going to take a break. This is the Manchester United Redcast back for another season. We'll catch you on the other side.
If you want an e-bike that doesn't look like it's made for the shopping precinct, something that's less Mr. Bean and more Steve McQueen, check out the range of bikes from London-based Cooler King. From dope 250-watt city bikes to Harley Bobber-inspired 750-watt beasts that can tear your face off while leaving your smile intact. Cooler Kings are made in limited numbers, yet highly affordable. Check them out now on the web at cooler.bike or find them on Instagram with hashtag CoolerKingBike. Cooler.bike. E-bikes that are cool AF.
Welcome back to the Manchester United Redcast. Drew. You got your Pereiras and your Herreras mixed up in the last...
I think you did, Aaron. Actually.
You did, Aaron.
I thought you said Herrera.
No, he said Pereira.
Oh, Andreas Pereira. Yeah, go on, we'll get him on that ugly shambles of a third kit that's been released this one. I mean, chaps, come on. That third kit is absolutely grim.
Who is picking this nonsense of, you know, money-making schemes at United, which new shirts every year, of course, every club does it.
We're never going to wear it. It's purely for the little scallies hanging around having a fag in the Arndale Centre. It's nothing to do with football. There's barely a team that you can use that kit for. Who the hell is black? You know, if it's black and white, well, we could wear our black kit or our red kit. There's very few teams that need a black and white zebra kit to play against. So we're never going to use it.
We look like Newcastle United on drugs.
Yeah.
That's exactly what we look like. You know what's sad? We have so many brilliant kits from sort of like the early 90s. I remember we had that blue one, that blue Adidas number, and I think it was 1990, you know, with the red stripes and whatnot. If they could recreate something like that, or maybe, you know, a half green, half yellow, half green, half gold sort of shirt, that would be brilliant.
Yeah.
You know, but they won't. They will create crap like this, crap that, you know... I mean, let's be fair, it will probably become a modern classic one day. I will buy one for the fact that it, in about 20 years, it's going to become super rare. It's going to become like that treble shirt, which if you try and buy an Umbro treble shirt right now, you're looking about £1,000-£1,500. I tried to buy one last season and people want stupid money for it. It's going to be one of them rare ones. Either that or it's going to end up like, you know, sort of £7.99 bargain bin jobby, you know. But I'm going to carry on. I'm going to try and get someone on the back of the shirt. I'd like to know who you think I should get on the back of the shirt. At United Redcast on Twitter. So let me explain my sort of track record. 06-07, I got Louis Saha. And we all know that he had glass knees after that. And he just pissed Fergie off and he ended up getting shipped out to Everton. I got Berbatov in his penultimate season. I got RVP in the Fergie last season, which was great. And then he kind of just got injured all the time. I think I paused for a bit in terms of buying shirts. Did I pause? I can't remember. I might have got blank ones. But I've got shirts with Mkhitaryan, Ibrahimovic, Alexis Sanchez on them, and the Herrera on them, all departed. So right now, I'm looking at Phil Jones, Marcos Rojo. I probably chuck Lindelof in there as well because I don't really like him. And who else? Pereira, as you mentioned, Andreas.
Yeah,
Pereira.
Well, there's Smalling. That's it. Dalot. You could have Dalot, but I think he's all right myself.
He's not been prime, has he? You know, I mean, for someone like Mourinho to say that he's probably one of the best Portuguese fullbacks there is, then you know, he's not been given time. But whether he'll ever will, I don't know. What's the outcome on the fat fullback at the moment? What's happening to him?
Luke Shaw?
Yeah.
Well, I heard he's on Slimming World. Tuesday night, Gorton Churchill, £3 to go. Yeah.
But the latest is, well, he's you know, he's always out. Williams, however much we love him, I've heard rumours that Gary Neville doesn't rate him. And that saddens me because I love
Gary Brandon. Neville doesn't rate him.
I've heard rumours that Gary Neville doesn't
really care
Williams.
About what he thinks about them.
But I love Brandon Williams. If Luke Shaw's not around, Brandon Williams is. But he is a right back. Yeah. That's the thing. So the fact that he can play so well on the left means we've got great cover either side. How many left backs have we been linked with?
Tellez.
Today? Today alone?
Tellez or Tellez?
Tellez.
Regular.
Who's going to Wolves?
Tellez. He's going to Wolves.
Is he?
Yeah, he'll go Wolves. He'll go Wolves.
He's a good player. 11 goals in 31 games. He's a brilliant player.
His stats are ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous.
But can he defend? I don't know.
Who's the Irish kid at Wolves? He's good. That's been touted of being for sale.
The Irish kid.
I know.
He's got the Spurs, pal.
Jerry Adams. There's this guy with, at Kiev that we've been to. I don't know if you ever heard of him. Mykolenko?
Okay, yeah. Now we're getting football vegetarian.
You're just making it up now. Come on.
I think if they go for any, it'll be Reguilon with their old mates Real Madrid. They'll go for something like Reguilon. I think centre-half's more of a priority, though, personally.
It is more of a priority. It is. If we don't buy a centre-half, what's going to happen? Who do you think is going to take the step up? Well, I know who you think.
Aaron. Who's that, you?
Axel Tanzobi.
Oh, yeah. Well, mate, you know me. I love him. I just love the song, don't I? I love
his
song.
Good. But he's, you know, I mean, I didn't see much of him at Villa because he was constantly injured, wasn't he?
No, he played a lot for Villa. He was great for Villa.
Absolutely class.
Brilliant at Villa. He's so strong, such an athlete, absolutely dominant in the air compared to Maguire. I'm actually quite disappointed with Maguire in terms of, you know, his aerial ability, if you like.
Yeah.
He was famed for being that guy in the box who would knock a couple of goals in. Yeah. He's not been amazing, you know. Lindelof is shit in the air. It's as if he's scared of the ball. It's genuine as if he's scared of the ball. The one I'm disappointed for the most is Eric Bailly, though. You know, in terms of injury, he's such a phenomenal athlete.
He's most talented centre-back in United.
100%. 100%. Yeah. But he's, really one, he's injury prone. And two, he's a bit reckless, you know.
Yeah.
He is a yellow card. And let's be fair, you know, in terms of that Sevilla game, the amount of shithousery that was going on in that game, I'm surprised that Ollie didn't start him because he knew he would get a red card. The referee was handing out cards like it was Christmas there.
Yeah.
But you can work on that. The injuries, you can't.
We've probably missed out on one of the best ones, the Bournemouth kid that's gone to City.
Okay.
He'd be absolute quality act.
I think he's good.
I would love to see Alderweireld in United shirt. I think he's a class defender.
Bit past it now, though, isn't he?
I think we
missed out on the other guy, Gabriel, that went to Arsenal.
Mm. Mm. I think we signed Gordon McQueen.
But keep an eye on this Gabriel fella. This is Brazilian. At 27 million, I think they've got a steal.
Well, they've rebuilt their defence with him and Saliba, who they signed last season.
Yeah.
And look like a decent enough sort of pairing, you know. Chelsea are doing excellent business while they've signed Thiago Silva.
A new team they've signed, haven't they? How the hell are they going to play all them lot?
They can. Because you realise what shit they've actually got. But their problem was the defence. Now they've bought Ben Chilwell and they've got Thiago Silva. Oh, Thiago Silva. That he's going to sort out the mentality of that defence. They'll get rid of Kepa for like a load of money. They'll buy in, I think they've bought in the Sheffield United fella, haven't they? Chelsea could well be title contenders next season.
And
look at us. Look at us. We're probably level peggings with Chelsea last season.
The worst thing is, I think we're two players away, you know. I think
who are those two players then?
The two players
are
A centre-half and Jadon Sancho. Yeah. The thing is, if Luke Shaw can stay consistently fit, him and Brandon Williams on one side are actually a good little combination. They're decent. They're good.
They're not world beaters.
But who are world beaters? Okay, give me a world-beating left-back in the Premier League that's available. Or that's out then that's available.
Yeah, availability is another thing.
There's no one.
On their day, they're great. The pair of them. I love Shaw and I love Williams.
Unless we're paying twat tax and going and paying ridiculous amounts of money, which obviously the club have said they're not willing to do. And you know what? Fair play. I actually understand why they're not willing to pay, you know, stupid amounts of money just because they're Manchester United. I just think a centre-half and Jadon Sancho, and I think we're laughing, you know, next season. I think we've got a very...
You know, we've got him. Sancho is coming to United.
It will happen. It will happen.
It's taking too long, all this. It's like... I think we'll go away with one signing at the end of the season again, and we're going to look mugs, and he's got no belief in Ollie Woodward, because obviously he's not flash the cash. And everyone else has. So everyone's taking it serious, apart from that dickhead.
I think you're being too pessimistic.
Dickhead Woodward wants to save a few million here and there. But we always end up paying it anyway. So
let's hope, because first of all, we do need a director of football. Ask absolute.
Edwin.
Just so we can keep the quality. Yes, yes, absolutely. Let's get Edwin Collins from Orange Juice.
Then we can rip it up and start again.
Very average. I think up Meccano, if we don't get him this season, we fucking get him next season. Excuse my French. And haven't we been offered Umtiti on a free?
Yeah, something like that. I mean, the problem with him is, again, injuries, fitness. You know, if he's available on a free, there's a reason why Barcelona want rid of him. And that's because he can't consistently do it. It's worrying. It's worrying. I mean, they're about to let Smalling go, who I think is the lesser of two evils in terms of him and Phil Jones. But it just seems no one will take Phil Jones. I wish they'd offer him out to like a Fulham or something like that and go, you know, go on, have him. Have him. He's yours, you know.
He's decent enough, Phil Jones. He's decent enough. I don't think Phil Jones will get sniffed.
Are you blind?
He's decent enough.
Blind man.
We've also got Mengi coming through as a centre back.
Oh yeah.
I think the future is bright.
You know, we just talked about United not bowing down to paying money and stuff like that. Yet they give that dickhead a contract. Jones.
Well, the same as Rojo.
What's that? What's that all about then?
Well, the thing about Marcus Rojo is no one wants him. He's just basically breaking regulations, COVID regulations, left, right, and centre. He spent time at Independiente last season. No one really gives.
But Rojo has been doing double training. Apparently, from from United, he's been doing double training every day, and Ollie's very impressed with him. But this is
that's good to know anyway, Ben. Yeah. Thanks for that.
But maybe he's plumping up the goose. I hope he's being smart.
Not getting plump instead.
yeah, exactly. And then going out there and having somebody sign him. I think Rocco's worth 10 million.
He's 30. He's played in 6 years. He's played 76 games for Manchester United.
Oh,
unbelievable! 6 years. 76 Premier League games. 76 Premier League games. He played three amazing. Last season.
Too much dead wood. There's too much dead wood. Wood.
Far too much. He played 5 on Ollie's first season, 9 in Mourinho's second season, 21 in Mourinho's first season, 16 in Van Gaal's second, and 22 in Van Gaal's first. You know,
he ain't that bad a player. He ain't that bad a player, though.
Come on. He's got 61 caps for Argentina.
There you go.
You know, granted they were shit at the World Cup, you know. But
it's good to see that we've got Henderson back, considering that is one of our players anyway.
So maybe that's going to be an interesting one.
You make a big fuss about Henderson coming back. Yeah, hold on a minute. Oh, he's one of ours. So we'll give him a contract. Fucking hell. That's, I tell you, who's running it down there is a joke. Absolute fucking joke.
Yeah. So Rojo still in the squad. Jones is still lurking around. Fosu-Mensah is lurking around as well. He had a few games towards the back end of last season. I always had high hopes for him. I really had high hopes.
Me too. I thought he was good.
Just for the song, Let's Go Fosu-Mensah, Let's Go Fosu-Mensah. No, 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 no. You know, but he's just, I don't know, he's very odd, isn't he? He'll play an absolute blinder one game and then he will absolute shit another.
He reminded me of Micah Richards because he used to be, you know, similar build, but also he was brilliant at centre back and brilliant at right back. And then, completely like Micah Richards, went completely off the boil. You know, this was supposed to be, the big, big future for the guy. I think stick with him. There's no point not because he'll cover you across the back.
Ben, it sounds like we're going to have a squad of about 250 players the way you're going on.
Yeah, but these players are not going to command a decent transfer fee.
And what's the point of having them then? Let's buy some players that are going to play in the team.
We can still do that. We can still do that. But you need a bit of depth. And I think the likes of Fosu-Mensah, Axel Tanzebe, you bring Mengi up to the first team squad. You're not looking at that many squad players. We're all agreed. You get rid of Pereira, Lingard, Jones, Smalling, Rojo, and maybe one other, De Gea.
We don't seem to be getting rid of them, though. That's what I think.
Yeah, well, you got some market, isn't it? Who wants them? But
Burnley might have someone offer, might have Jones offers to like sell hot dogs at half time.
Everton used to buy all our shit, but now they just bought James Rodriguez. I mean, what a purchase!
Yeah, that's such an Everton purchase, though. You know, Football Manager style. It's just imbalanced that side. It's very weird. They're very odd. You know that it's just someone with a lot of money just playing a game.
Yeah, well, they can play that game with us.
take our crap. Take Lingard. Take some more.
Remember, they bought Schneidlin off us for literally what we paid for him. After we discovered he was shit.
They released him.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And then they released him. You know, that's Everton. It's a shame they don't play the game anymore.
Yeah. Well, they've got a good manager now, though, haven't they? So, you know.
Yeah.
They won't be interested in our dead wood.
Talk to me about Wan-Mata as well. 32 years old. Are you disappointed with him? I mean, like, in terms of the way he plays. You know, he gets bombed out on the right a lot. I don't get it.
He's about the only bloke that can actually probably spell his name in the squad, isn't he? So, you know,
it's quite congested where he plays. That's the only problem. You know, he's great playing a number 10, just behind, whoever's playing at front. But it's quite congested there. He's got a big future at United. He'll go into the coaching. He's got that kind of brain, as Drew says. He's a smart one. He's got a heart of gold, that man, as well, hasn't he? Yeah.
He's a footballer, which is probably very far and few between, but.
The thing about Mata, he never hit the heights when we bought him.
Those two goals at Anfield did me a bit world of good.
But he's great to have around. You've got to love Juan.
100%. I just think he'll be slowly sort of phased out. I mean, obviously with the introduction of Van der Beek, I really can see him sort of just slowly, just moving out. Let's talk about Dan James as well. He tailed off, let's be fair, from sort of January, February onwards. His goal return wasn't amazing. But I think there is a player there. I think that the slight issue that he has is in every single game he plays, he's just hacked down by people.
I think he's grossly overrated, Aaron. I do.
Why?
He was man of the match in the Wales game. He had a very good game.
Yeah. I don't rate him. I'm sorry. I don't think he's a footballer. I think he's probably a little sprinter or something. He should perhaps be playing rugby union or something like that on the wing. I don't know. He can't cross a ball. He can't head a ball. He just puts his head down and doesn't even when he crosses a ball. I'm so disappointed in him. And I know it's his first season. And really,
I think you're being a bit harsh. He was thrown out at the deep end.
Precisely.
He played really well for the first half dozen games. Then he started. Then they realised that he was a danger. He was probably our best player at the start of the season. And as Aaron says, he started getting hacked down. But he's going to grow from that. But they can't. He needs to be bedded in. That was the problem. He just got thrown in and thrown to the lions week in, week out. And I think that's had a bit of a psychological effect on him and a physical effect on him. But he's got to come back stronger. That'll be the test.
I don't know about him. I'm out to lunch on that one. I think he was a panic buy because a few people were after him. He looked like he could be something good. Like I say, first season, it's a bit harsh of me to have a pop. But to be honest with you, when he gets the ball, I just go, well, that's it. We've lost the ball. And he does it every time. And
a panic buy would be getting David Brooks for 50 million to play on that wing.
I agree.
Because I can't believe he's being mooted around. First of all, he's a left footer. And we've got plenty of them.
We got more chance of getting Mel Brooks, I would have thought.
It's good. It's a funny one. It's just typical sort of United summer, isn't it? Paper talk, plenty of paper talk, plenty of Twitter talk, and that's really it. We are, 2 weeks away from our game against Crystal Palace. We begin the season at Old Trafford. It's a 5:30 kickoff on that Saturday evening. We should be dispatching these lot easily, shouldn't we? I mean, they offer nothing, Palace.
Yes.
No, they're a funny little team, though, aren't they? Sometimes we look like we overrun them, and then suddenly they nick a goal, don't they? But I don't know. I think if we go back to where we were before we finish the season, I think we'll struggle. I do. I think there'll be lack of confidence in the team, not getting the Premier signings in that we talked about.
At least Mason will be fresh from, you know, doesn't have to worry about international football at the moment.
He's been partying, hasn't he? What was the story on that?
Well, he got sent back because him and Phil Foden, who's allegedly the greatest player of his generation, invited a couple of Icelandic models up to their room. But, you know, as long as he does it for England, I don't give a shit. You know, you can stick your fucking England up your arse. As long as he's, you know, we pay his wages and nobody gets the right to tell him off. No Gareth Southgate, you know, fuck yourself. No, he brought a girl back to his room. It broke quarantine. Fuck, who cares? So now he's getting vilified like Beckham did. You know, fuck England. It's a United player and he'll be fresh for the start of the season. Hurrah.
I mean, it's not as bad as a story I heard about the 1986 World Cup. And I can't remember who it was. It might have been... I'm just trying to find out their squad and who it was. It was Jerry Armstrong. It was Jerry Armstrong and Norman Whiteside. I don't know if anyone's heard of this sort of little animal called a koachi. Anyone? No? It's like a little ferret dog thing. And Jerry Armstrong thought he'd play a prank on Norman Whiteside and basically got one of these koachis from outside the hotel. It's taken it in. Norman Whiteside's playing cards with some players and just lobs it in a room onto Norman Whiteside and just runs. Oh, yeah. Yeah, what happened to those kind of heads back on?
Good old fashioned.
Good old fashioned fun, you know.
Good old
one of the players ordering a blue movie. You know what happened to that?
If you look at the footage of the England, what happened on the England camp, it's basically an Icelandic girl videoing Phil Foden on his phone. That's how interesting it is. How interesting are 18-year-old footballers? They must be the most tedious individuals on the planet.
Yeah.
Absolutely horrendous chaps. The transfer window shuts 5th of October. Do you reckon Sancho's going to take that long?
Yeah.
I don't think we'll get him. I don't think we'll get him because Woodward will be a dickhead and perhaps hold back for, you know, another 10 million or something stupid and then lose.
Yeah, with Josh King, I'll be fucking livid.
Yeah. I'm looking at the white side, the bright side, and yes, he's coming, but we'll pay 108 million. Of course we will. We'll pay.
So let's pay it now. Let's get him playing with the team.
Exactly. You know, that's the kind of player. And then next season, we'll go back for Haaland.
That won't happen. That Haaland kid's going to be something else, isn't he, eventually?
Something special, that kid.
Didn't he score two the other night or something? Or
they won 7-1, but, you know, it's...
Yeah, what I can't understand there is, I mean, we go on about it, but I don't think there was anyone better than Ollie to break that deal, wasn't it? Never mind you say his agent was, you know, was the guy that put the boot in, but, you know, he knows Solskjaer from old, and you would have thought that that was a done deal, wouldn't you? Really, you know, you'd have thought that he'd be playing for United next season when we talked about him ages ago.
We will regret this one. It'll be like a Shearer that got away because he's that kind of player.
Yeah.
So all we can do is buy them. Well, just throw more money at it next season because we have to have him.
Well, that's what'll happen with Sancho, isn't it? You know. They'll fanny around because you've got that dickhead Woodward who knows nothing about football and he knows how to pick a good zebra outfit. but, you know, we'll fanny around and then next season will be worth more and he'll go to Madrid. So, the usual
bollocks.
Woodward out.
Have you heard that the Real Madrid's, their whole transfer pot rests on... The little Welsh fella coming to United. The little Welsh has been. Yep, coming to United. They said, if we can offload Gareth Bale to United, who've shown no interest, then that can, and get his wages off the books, then that can stimulate their transfer window.
So, do you know what it's like?
If ever there was an incentive not to buy him.
It's like, you know when you're a kid and, you know, you got your mum's got, like, you know, a Cornetto, and like some shit little mini milk lolly, and she gives you the mini milk lolly and your brother the cornet, and you're like, it's better. This is better. this is better. Like, you can, like, have this. Like, you know, you're trying to convince him. The worst thing is, United are that stupid little brother, and they will take it.
Can you imagine?
I'm still convinced he'll go to Spurs, you know. I think Bale will go back to Spurs on loan. Levy's so clever. He will just drag it and drag it and drag it.
Yeah. I don't know about you, but I'm watching All or Nothing, and I'm actually quite liking Mourinho. I absolutely detested him at United, and I think I detest him as a human being, but I can't help but like him watching this.
I love him as a human. I think he's a great man. He's a brilliant
man. I think he's a good manager as well. I think he's proven. I mean, it is turning into the Jose show, isn't it? The Jose show. But I just think we didn't know what he was like at United, and we just thought he was a miserable bastard that went in there and shouted at him and da 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 da. But as you can see, he's actually quite human. I mean, that part where he comes in, he says, "I'm in a bad mood today. I'm really upset. My dog died, and it's Christmas Day," or whatever. And he just said, "So don't think I'm in a bad mood with you guys." It was just like,
he's a big showman. He knows when the camera's on.
I don't think he's the Mourinho show. It's the Daniel Levy show. The first scene is fucking Daniel Levy. It's like, come on, mate.
I know.
And you know those little coffees they have? They sit together and talk. You know, it's like on these sort of like massive like powwow meetings. You know, Daniel Levy, like Mourinho going, "Oh, you know, I have to do this." And you know the sort of the lingo they speak in? Come on, man. You know, let's be fair. You know, we don't like Liverpool, but can you imagine Shankly and like the rest of the boot room watching that going, "What the fuck are they drinking? Like espresso lattes or something like that? Where's the tea, mate? Where's the tea? Where are the boots? Where's the smell of that?" You know,
I always like it that Mourinho's sort of having scrambled egg, isn't he, or something every time that he's sat down with Levy. He's always got his breakfast on the go. Yeah, and I think it's a good show, and I can't believe that Woodward has not tried to pitch United on that. You know, just some more revenue. You know, wouldn't surprise me.
Oh, don't worry, mate. We'll do it, but we'll do it on some like Yugoslavian channel where they've maximised the money out of it. You know, like
$52.99. Sponsored by Aeroflot, it'll be, won't it?
Aeroflot. Oh, jeez. Chaps, it's going to be an interesting few days. Football League starting up again the Premier League's back this Saturday. Fulham Arsenal is the first game. United, of course, on a bit of a break. We were supposed to be playing Burnley, but we are playing Palace the week after. You're going to be keeping an eye on any games? Liverpool Leeds. Oh, 5:30 on Saturday. That's a good one for United fans.
Baptism of fire, that for Leeds, won't it?
Yeah, that'll be very, very interesting, that game. But certainly something interesting to watch. Gentlemen, thank you.
Before you go, boys, we've not talked about Captain Scarlett's mob at Arsenal. I think he's brought in some good players, hasn't he?
Captain Scarlett. I can see that now. I used to just call him Lego Hair Man. Arsenal have recruited interestingly, I'd say.
Yeah.
They're a funny club, aren't they? They're a very, very funny club. I don't know what you make of it, Ben.
Well, we did touch upon it earlier because they brought in Gabriel, someone we should not, the singer with the eye patch, but that Brazilian centre-back that we should have gone for. They've been very canny, and they are possibly, you know, our top four position is no way an easy feat, because Chelsea will be very strong, Arsenal will be strong, City will be strong, obviously Liverpool will be strong. We have to compete right now to get to where to make sure that we're actually in Europe next season. Or actually, you know, we could be out of the top six if we don't buy well. Heed this warning, Mr. Woodward.
Everything just sort of so stupid about that battle that we did to be in the top three this year, wasn't it? If he hasn't gone out and backed Ollie with his signings or brought in players, that it's a mockery.
Well, exactly. Because all the time when we were fighting to get into that top four, to get a place in Europe, we all said it, this is to get Jadon Sancho, because he will not join us if we are not in Europe next season. We're in Europe, and now, Mr. Woodward,
I think you're a big fan of his, aren't you?
I think
you're a big fan of his, aren't you, Drew? Now is the time.
Fantastic. I think he's a nice bloke. Well, one thing to part is a bit and then cross the back of the head with a cricket bat.
Oh, my son, do that.
On that bombshell.
There you go, ladies and gents. We'll be leaving you with that. The United Redcaster is back next week. Thank you, Ben. Thank you, Drew, for joining me, mate. Absolutely brilliant as ever, gents. We will catch you next week. Until then, come on, you Reds.
Come on, you Reds.
Come on, you Reds.
Wasn't that a great podcast? Now, if you've got 90 seconds spare in your day, come and listen to ours. It's called What Has He Said Now? And is available wherever you got this podcast.
You're going to lose a number of people to the flu.
This is a Playback Media production. Get all the associated links for this podcast at unitedredcast.com.
Sports Social Podcast Network.